News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Becoming a parent can bring enormous responsibility and a new sense of identity, but can it also bring a sense of loneliness? As early year staples like playdates come to an end and your child becomes more independent, what about that feeling that you're no longer needed? Leslie Schumacher is a counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin, and she joins us now this morning. I thought this was very interesting as a phenomenon, Leslie, this idea that when we're all in the weeds together when our kids are small, it's true, we do have a kind of a network of mother and baby groups, mother and toddler groups, or parent and toddler groups is probably more appropriate. You've got the school gate, you've got all of those things. But as your children get a little bit older and become a little bit more independent, do parents, particularly women, maybe start to feel a little bit redundant, a little bit more cut off from those easy support networks? Is this an issue, this phenomenon of loneliness as your kids age?
It is. And I think for anybody who's the stay-at-home parent, no matter what the gender is, as the kids start becoming, you know, those early years, the kids are so dependent on absolutely everything that, you know, you're bathing them, you're clothing them, you're feeding them, you're picking them up when they fall over. And as they start to become more independent, the relationship changes. They need you less and they push back. I mean, anybody who's had somebody moving into adolescence knows they push back. And that's what they're supposed to do, this trying to figure out who they are. But then it's sort of like, who do you start talking to? Because you're no longer at the school gate. You're no longer doing all those things. It's kind of like, drop me off a block before.
Nobody, yeah.
I hate your car. Nobody wants to see you.
Have you been listening to my kids? They've been texting you again, haven't they? But so this is a real phenomenon, and there's been some interesting pieces in the paper about this of late. And I, you know, was thinking about it. And my kids, and my youngest child is 14, so I'm kind of in that boat. But is it therefore what I was taking from this as I was kind of mulling it over? Is it incumbent on parents, particularly maybe stay at home parents, I guess, but I guess this could be any parent really, to try and keep some part of their lives for themselves, to kind of build a life for themselves that isn't only invested in their children, because ultimately their children are going to leave and that's what you would want them to do.
And this is where we start taking out the training wheels. This is exactly what you're going to do. Stabilizer, sorry, an American phrase. That's what I get. And you start putting out feelers, see what else is there. What kind of hobbies can you start to develop? What kind of interests do you have? Perhaps it's taking, you know, a class once a week, an art class, something like that. And you start building up your own network. The other thing is, I think it's unreasonable for kids to expect that they are never going to be discussed by their parents. Now, obviously, like Gwyneth Paltrow's kids say, don't take my picture and put it on Instagram. Fair enough. That's a little bit different. But everybody needs to have a support network. And I think that that's really, really important, whether it be other family members, neighbors, friends, whatnot. And I think getting involved in your kids' activities, whether it be being involved in the school or sports or something like that, helps create that network.
Yeah.
So you're kind of on, you have one foot in, you're starting to move towards, you know, emptiness. Not that soon, but you need to start getting ready. And another foot in, I need support. My kid is doing this. Is this normal?
Yeah. And I do think you do need support, because you need to, as you say, sort of benchmark what your kid is doing against, because all kids do a certain amount of things that maybe they shouldn't or whatever. What struck me from reading some of the stuff that I was reading in advance of knowing I was going to talk to you was some of the things I had read were about people who were struggling as their children were aging, were people who seemed to me quite liked having a passive social life, one that they didn't have to actively pursue, that was kind of given to them because of the easy access to the school gate and all of those types of things, you know, those kind of social interactions. And they hadn't learnt the skill of being active about their social life, maybe picking up the phone, maybe texting, saying, I'll organise a coffee morning, I'm inviting four people, or I'll, as you say, join a class, or I'll join a walking group, or I don't know, whatever. Is that a life skill that some people struggle with? It's very easy to have a passive social life if it's presented to you because you're just bumping into, like a work-based social life. We all do a certain amount of socializing through this very office. That's passive, but that's not something you have to organize for yourself. do we need to learn the skill of an active social life? Do you know what I'm asking you?
Yeah, I do. And I think we have it. I think we have forgotten it.
Oh,
before you had kids, you were in college, you were working, you were doing these things. Some of it would be passive, but other things would be more active as well. And I think it's just reminding ourselves, I can do this. I need to do this. And people say, oh, but it feels contrived. It's like, it may feel that way, but do you want to sit at home doing nothing? Or do you want to get out there and start meeting people and engaging with the world? So it is that kind of fake it till you make it moment, and understand that you're not alone in that. And that's the one thing. As human beings, we all go through really similar ranges of experiences, of feeling uncomfortable, of worry and different things like that. But the problem is we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's what's wonderful about this article. She's naming something that's kind of taboo.
Yeah.
And yet, I bet there are so many readers. When I saw the headline myself, when I was reading some things, even before you guys had spoken to me, the headline really grabbed me because I was like, we don't talk about this. This is a very real thing.
And the headline you're referring to is Raising Older Kids Can Be Lonely and We Haven't Even Reached the Teenage Years. We do hear about empty nest.
Yep.
But this is how, as your children move away from you, even before the empty nest, that you are left a little at sea.
Yes, very much so. But again, I see this as part of a trajectory. This is where the stabilizers come out. You start dipping your big toe into this world and being active. And it's funny, I keep thinking, I'm going to show my age, of a Michael Keaton film called Mr. Mom. Great film. And it's all about him learning how to be the stay-at-home parent, but getting involved in his community. And it's so funny listening to you, and I'm thinking about how pertinent that film is even now, despite the fact it's a dad. All the issues in that film are exactly what we're talking about now.
It's really interesting. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Leslie. That is Leslie Schumacher, their counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin. Love to know if you're affected by this, if your kids are that little bit older and you do feel a bit redundant with them, maybe a bit like your own life hasn't relaunched itself. Love to know what you're thinking about that out there this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.